childless herself, she would become an art mother to the children of Theresienstadt, fierce and inspiring. In this building she held art classes and gave the children a momentary escape, if only in their imaginations. After the war, two suitcases Friedel had hidden were found in the camp. They contained 4,500 pieces of art made by the children.
These pictures are full of flights, literally, of fancy. This is a dream of flying. When we want to be somewhere else, we dream of flight. And there's this figure who is not a witch who's flying over a bed. And there's a little figure with red hair who's having the dream and with an arm extended like a conductor conducting celestial music. Who is she? She's Ella Steinover. And she lives. She survives. Good for her. One in the bloody eye for the damn Nazis. She survived. Bless her. This is a picture of enormous butterflies that have landed on huge bloom of glorious colour. This is Ruth. Ruth Gutmanova, who does not survive, who is murdered, presumably at Auschwitz. And we have slippery things, jellyfish and eels and seaweed and sea anemones, and it's all suspended beautifully in a place they can't get at you, underwater. And the flight continues. There's another very poignant view by a nine-year-old looking out of a window towards an imaginary landscape of light and air. You know, a lot of trains here, it's amazing, and there's no sense yet that trains are the angel of death, really. So profoundly moving.